You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
What's up, everybody? I am in studio. You guys are, I know y'all ready. I know y'all, listen, this is the eighth tip. We're not changing nothing. We're still going. We're not playing around. We are on the 25 motivational tips of Supercharger 2024. We're going into session. We're in session number eight. And this week is going to be something I hope that makes you feel lighthearted, lightheaded, and it can make you feel like, yo, sometimes I forget about this. And it's reflective moments like this that can make things a little bit easier. Because you know what? We're in the eighth week. So I've given you guys some things that may have challenged you a little bit. But I think that when we hit those things that may not always be comfortable, acknowledge things that are not comfortable, we also have to be kind and light with ourselves. So today's segment is about enjoying the little things, because it's the little things that a lot of times people will skip over, not measure, not appreciate, don't even bear witness to it, don't even understand what's happening, because we might get locked in and focus so much on all the bigger things, the bigger people, you know, financial gains that someone is talking about or sharing and all of this, and then we forget about the little things and the humbling moments that make the bigger picture great. Right. So we're going to dive into this topic today for all the right reasons, because enjoying the little things is something amazing about having that humble gratitude mindset and that energy. I feel like it fertilizes so many things in regards to your mindset that it is indescribable. And if you're one that prays, meditates, or something like that, and you make reflection on things as far as having food, shelter, transportation, you know, maybe some type of employment of income or some way or however way you live to survive, or not, even when you're maybe short on some of those things, those are the moments then you want to have gratitude about the little things, because even some of the smaller things, when they're not there, oh, trust me, you know that they're not there and you feel it. So guys, you know what? We're going to get right into it. It's Monday. You know what time it is. And it's Sunny's Monday Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet. Our crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Santa Cena, Temecula Valley areas and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there. Fast Hauling Junk Removal and Demolition is serving the Hemet, San Jacinto, and Temecula Valley areas, providing affordable junk and bulk pickup services. Whether you're in need of home or business pickup, Fast Hauling and Demolition is available 7 days a week at 951-378-2727. In need of a fast demolition? Looking to build or remodel? Fast Demolition is available to tear down and rebuild your kitchen, patio, bathroom, floors, walls, ceilings, and more. Fast Hauling and Demolition also provides front and backyard services if you're in need of trim of small palm trees, yard removal of debris, and more. Contact them at 951-378-2727.
Okay. So I know I kind of went in off the bat, like, man, she's just going to check me and say, yep, I did. Enjoy the little things. Today is a moment of humble conversation because there are many times, and I know I am not the only one, where I've had hella stress, hella stuff, just life just feeling like this is handling me and things are going on. And we can find so many ways to complain about it, be pissed off, be mad, be angry, resentful, withdrawn. And these are things that are driven a lot of times by our emotions. Not saying our emotions may not be valid at that moment, but there is usually a compelling thing that is happening over the moments that are leading up or causing us to lead up to this moment of feeling of despair, anger, resentment, whatever it is that is in those kind of ranges of emotions. But typically that means that there was something that may not have come out on the other side for us, and we found disappointment, or we found that we weren't happy about the end result. And so we'll start patterning our minds in reflection of the thought of what we didn't achieve, what we didn't receive, what we didn't get, what we wouldn't recognize, how we weren't treated. You know, all of these things that tend to happen, especially if it's in conjunction with someone else. Now, that doesn't mean that even in our own measurement that we don't do things that disappoint ourselves. Yes, we do. But in those times, I've come to learn and understand that one of the better things that we can do is to take a step back and say, God, in spite of this, I'm just going to say thank you and have gratitude for the other little things that I have. In those moments that you can start reflecting on the things that you do have and enjoy those little things, man, guys, I can't even begin to tell you how much lighter you will feel and how the world can start to give you a momentum of opportunity. When you can have a different mindset and a different attitude towards things. Now, I'm not saying that every time on the other side of that moment is that something is just going to come up and scoop you up and save the day, make you feel warm and fuzzy. And I'm not saying it's that way. It could be, maybe not. Could be somebody that in conjunction to, witnessing watching what you're going through may try to come and encourage you and wash away some of those feelings. But a lot of times we have to be responsible for our own thoughts, emotions, and we have to be the one to shift our minds, shift our emotions, shift our feelings, shift our energy so that we can go towards the things that we're still working towards. So the first thing that I think that I noted on this part was to take time to notice those around you. What impresses you? Right. Sometimes there's people around you that you can automatically know if you see them or you're around them, they're going to make you feel a certain kind of way, especially if it's at a high level of energy in a positive space. And they make you feel like, I'm not saying that they make you feel happy, but being around them can maybe give you a spark of happiness or comfort or, maybe you're just neutral. You know, it doesn't feel threatening. It could energize you. But you also equally need to see, okay, what disturbs you? What makes you feel uneasy? What's uneasy that maybe there's something that you need to do or have to do or supposed to do that makes you feel uneasy? Maybe there's certain people around you that makes you feel uneasy. Maybe there's certain responsibilities that makes you feel uneasy. But even if they are existing and you're conscious of them or not, being able to acknowledge the fact that you know that this is something that may peeve you, rub you, or make you feel uneasy, or you're not sure why you're not having a positive or a good energy mind space about it, taking the time to think about what it is, even if it's not clear, and really meditating on that, it will start to reveal itself and come to you, right? And in that knowledge or that awareness, it can help you to uncover and overcome whatever that may be or areas that maybe you need some improvement, right? And then you want to work towards maybe turning those things around, maybe minimizing those kind of experiences. And then in the midst of that, give thanks to those positive outcomes, even with your mind, making a decision to think positively, making a decision to lean into a different direction in regards to your focus. you know, these are the little things, guys. I tell you that we don't even recognize sometimes it's happening in our good. And we can get swallowed up in our thoughts and get swallowed up in the action of things if we don't take time to make that moment of recognition apparent to you, not necessarily to everybody else, but that you have the ability to account for it. Another thing that I put here is that start intentionally taking time out to your surroundings and what feels good to you. So, you know, maybe there's parks or something recreational you enjoy doing. Maybe you like to hike, ride bikes, roller skate, box, jog. You know, there's just so many variation of recreational or energetic things that people like to do or consider themselves doing to give them a level up or a higher level of appreciation for that surrounding, and knowing that being in that place or touching that thing, or, you know, maybe eating this thing, it could even be scents. Maybe for me, I have a certain incense that I buy specifically, and there's different ones I like, but there's this one that I love it so much that I have to order them from Amazon, because I used to buy them in Georgia all the time, and when I got to California, I didn't see them as much. So then one day I just made a discovery of one time that allowed me to be able to, sorry guys, you probably heard my alarm go off, and I don't know, I thought I had that already centered down, but I didn't. I love this incense, man. It gives off such an aroma, and it just makes me feel like it's part of my ritual. I talked about the ritual of meditation or being quiet. And when I do utilize that incense and I put it into action by lighting it and maybe allowing it to, you know, evaporate into the room or the space that I'm in, it allows me to tap into a calm space that I enjoy. It allows my spirit to relax, and I love the scent of the incense. It makes the room feel different. And a lot of times people will come in and it's like, oh, that's a nice, pleasant smell. And you'll be surprised how people's energies, their attitudes, and the way they come off can change when there's a pleasant aroma in a space. And it leaves them to feel as if they're coming into this clean, or maybe this, it can make it feel airy or free, or it may put them in mind of, you know, something that they enjoy based upon, you know, a memory of a space or place that scent may have felt familiar in before. But you'll be surprised that if you start paying attention to your surroundings and recognizing just the little things that are in your surroundings. Because if you take, somebody say somebody takes something out, like maybe you like candles, somebody take your candles out the room, or they take your, maybe you have a water fountain, little statue on the side of your table that you know, rotates water, just little things. And say somebody removes that and you take notice to it. And it's the smallest thing in the room, but you recognize that it's no longer there. And it may affect your mood. It may affect the way you feel. It may throw you off guard. You may not want to even settle down because you need to know where it is. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, because I think a lot of people have things that they may be accustomed to in their comfort zone with it. And you remove it, it's not necessarily the most comfortable. Why is it not the most comfortable? Because it's something that you enjoy, treasure, or like. So imagine if we can have gratitude about things about us and people and experiences, and enjoy those things and not skip over them and not acknowledge them, it can affect you. One of the things, and I'm just going to tell you this, that I'm always going to encourage somebody to do, is sometimes you need to take short trips, right? Time outs with yourself, with others, maybe more alone time than most, right? And really have that time to think about other things, or maybe think about nothing, right? And those recharging moments are a part of the process, because listen, like, we're doing work. We're in session here, man. We're doing some things that require us to sometimes stretch ourselves way more than what we want to do, or even consider something that we are not accustomed to doing. And that in itself takes encouragement, and you being fearless, and you're using those superpowers. When we were talking about discovering your superpowers last week. So with this, this is giving you an opportunity to expand those areas of your mind, your body relaxes. And then sometimes just coming out of the areas that you have frequently visiting at work and home, and maybe some relatives, or just those stores and grocery stores, and just the things that you just do. You maybe go down the same street every day, and, you know, maybe go home a different direction, right? Change it up a little bit, you know? But what I come to find is that the more that we consciously do these things and recognize what we're doing and why we're doing it, we see this growth that's happening right before your eyes, and you start to not feel so awkward about applying some of the things that we're talking about. That's my hope, at least. So guys, you know what? These last few weeks, I have really been focused on getting the message out to you, letting you understand what I just felt like I wanted to share as it pertained to it. And I'm just hoping that we are really putting forth application and making a difference. And, you know, these are transformational messages and, you know, areas of personal development that I've made a commitment to share. So for me, this actual episode is already wind down, and I want to make sure that you are taking in the information. And if you have any of our media partners information that you hear that you want to know more about, you can reach out to us at livemyradio.com. But if you are doing nothing more than, you know, going on your favorite podcast apps, listening to our content, I want to ask that you share it. Let somebody know. Let me know if you guys are being able to have something impactful from it. And I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, fantastic, and blessed week. So I'll talk to y'all soon. Later.
Hi, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information, or tell me you're coming, 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.